Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. God bless you. God bless you. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless the Holy God. Bless God. God is gracious. God is merciful. God is a good God. We are certainly glad to come before you on this morning. Thank you for listening in on this morning, Lively Stones Ministry, with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones. I can't say enough how God have been all-powerful, all-knowing, continue to make a way when it seems like there's no way of an escape, because he's a God of love. He's a God of mercy. The Hebrew word for love is ahava, which is rooted, means to give. Our giving is as the root of love, which means to desire or to light in. God wants more than just good deeds from us. He wants our desires. He wants our affections to be oriented toward him and others. Set your mind and your affections on things above, not on things on this earth, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Yes, 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 yes. We thank God for the man of God, Pastor David Friend Cure, alongside. Get on the front line. Front line ministry, also biblical response. So we thank him for sitting in with us this morning. Glory to God in all his endeavors, and how God is blessing him and his family. We thank God for our radio listening audience on this morning. Truly we do. We thank God for how God is working things out in your life as of now. God is moving and God is orchestrating. God is putting things in proper perspective, putting things in place for you, for you can have a better life, for you can know who God is in your life, and you don't stand alone, because you're allowing the strength of the Lord to detour you, to order your steps in the Lord. The Bible so declares the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. So when God is a good God, come on, how many agree with me this morning that God is a good God, and God is still on the throne this morning. He still, amen, sits high, and he looking low, and he see you right now. Come on, with Jehovah El Roha, the God who sees. He sees everything. The Bible souls declare that the eyes of the Lord is in every, come on here, every place. Glory to God. We thank God for his engrafted word on today. Lively Stones Ministry, coming to you live here down in the beautiful city of Palm City, Florida. We're so overwhelmed and excited to be just to know God, to know the Godhead and the fullness of Christ Jesus, our Lord, which is our hope, whereby we all stand and rejoice in the glory of God. And we prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And to prepare ourselves is to be already be watchful and to be prayerful at the same time and cease. Amen. A man should always pray. without ceasing. And as you begin to pray and as you begin to allow God to elevate you, as you continue to humble yourself under the mighty hands of God, God will make a way of an escape. God will continue to have mercy and grace upon you. This is the only way that we're here now, because in him we live and move and have our being. Our very fiber of our soul, the embodiment of Jesus Christ, which is spiritual truth of the mind, soul, and the body. And to get to know him now with the fullness, to be quickened by the Spirit, that he was quickened by the Spirit, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit of the living God. The Bible says, declare, and if you be in Christ Jesus, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is not none of his, according to Romans the 8th chapter, verse 10. And if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is not none of his, because the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteous. Dear gracious Heavenly Father and eternal glory, God, in infinite wisdom of God, God, we thank you this morning for allowing us, oh Lord, to say a word. Oh Lord, we ask you right now to have your way in your people's life right now, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your engrafted word. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, for being on the throne. Oh God, we thank you, God, for how you washed over us all during the night. Oh Lord, you didn't allow our foot to slide, oh God. He that keepeth Israel would not stumble. He that keepeth Israel will not slumber nor sleep. He that keepeth Israel will prevail. And Lord, we thank you right now, oh God, for we're able to call upon your name, oh God, in the midst of a chaotic situation, in the midst of this world, oh God, that some is facing so much of a travesty of devastation, that something happened to them and they don't know which way to turn. Oh God, but we pray, oh Lord, that you the almighty God, oh Lord, and before the day was, you was, that you said, oh God, you said, the Lord thy God, I am a jealous God. And we thank you, oh God, for being the sovereignty. We thank you, oh God, for being the majestic God, oh Lord. We thank you, oh God, for your seasoning and abundantly grace and your mercies, oh Lord, that endureth unto all. We thank you, oh God, for this is your day that you have made, oh God, and we get on board with it, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we ask right now, oh God, that one, oh God, that who they know you, oh God, right now, but they're looking, oh God, for extra strength. And we pray, oh God, right now, let every word in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established right now, oh God. So we claim it victory right now. We claim healing somebody, oh Lord, in their body right now, oh God. Oh Lord, and they're feeling pain in their body right now, oh Lord. We pray, oh Lord, we touch and agree right now that you'll heal them, oh Lord. Let them call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh God. We're knowing, oh God, that you do you what you do is still doing signs and wonders and miracles right now, oh God. The supernatural power of acceleration right now, God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The word of God is a living word. Amen. He said that his word would go out and it would not return unto him void. As the rain and the snow come from heaven, so shall for my word be that cometh forth out of my mouth, that it shall get seed to the sower and bread to the eater, and eating up the bread of life. Jesus said, I am the bread of life, the giver a one's life in his life. Glory to God, to understand and to convey this in your salvation for who you is, the name of the Lord right now. If I can't say a word right now, somebody right there out there listening now, if I can't say a word right now, I can say hallelujah and to boast in the Lord. When you begin to think about hallelujah, this word simply means hallelujah. It's a Hebrew word broke down in two pieces. Hollow means praise God that I'm boasting in the Lord, not of myself. And who and Luke simply means glory to God. Glory to God is triumph. It is victory. So every time that you say hallelujah out of your mouth, you're giving God the highest praise and you're claiming victory. And you have allowed God to be the authoritative, amen, figure in your life. Glory to God. The Bible souls declare in Psalms 119, verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. So if it's settled in heaven, I'm going to believe God. Why? Because my destination, one day I'm going to see God. One day when I see Jesus, it's amen. Glory to God. And the amen word means a confirmation, affirmation. Glory to God. Because all God promises in him is yea. Come on here. God is a good God. I come down to the radio station to remind you how good God is. Somebody said I don't already know how good God is, but there's nothing wrong with a little reminder. Glory to God. Paul said, let every word be established by two or three witnesses. When he went into the church of Corinthians the first time, there was trouble amongst the people. They was quarreling against one another. So Paul went and told them, glory to God, that Jesus Christ in him crucified. Glory to God. But when he came of his second arrival there, he said, let every word be established by two or three witnesses. In other words, if you didn't get it now, I'm telling you about Jesus Christ. I'm telling you about one who can save your very soul. Amen. For the engrafted word that is able. God is able. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly and above all that a one that can even ask or think. By what? By the power that is invested in you, the power that is on the inside of you, the empowerment what God have given us, that he's so powerful, amen, and so explosive, it ignited through the child of God. Glory to God. We're over in the book of Hebrews. And we're going to the 10th chapter in the book of Hebrew. Glory to God. We thank God for what he have already done. I have a praise inside of me. Someone ought to say, I have a praise on the inside of me. And I have to get it out. I have to get it out. It can't stay bottled up on the inside of me. If the Lord ever done anything for you, you need to praise him for the things that he have already done in your life. Someone have been in dire straits. Someone have been bottled up. Toe up from the flow up. Someone has feet have been sliding and can't seem to find their way. But I come to tell someone that God is the one that brought you through. There wasn't no goodness of yours. There's no strength in flesh. Glory to God. The Bible says declare in the book of Ephesians, that 6th chapter, verse 10, that be strong in the Lord. In the power of his might. So if I be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, I can walk through certain situations. I can see a daylight at the end of the tunnel. I can walk as the children of day and not the children of night. I can wake up out of sleep, arise and wake up out of sleep. Glory to God. And the Bible says that Christ will give you light. Time of reflection is vitally important to come into a place of comprehensive state, knowing who have brought me over and that I made it over. And it was by the grace of the Lord. And now the life that I live now, I live by faith, Paul said. But a son for him that died for me. And that life of establishment now, that being rooted in Christ Jesus, certain battles and tested. So have you been battle tested on today? Yesterday gone, and tomorrow is not even promised. Only thing that we have as a corporate group of the body of Christ, the embodiment word of Jesus Christ, the Lord, our Savior, that giving thanks unto him always, for Christ once died, glory to God, and made himself as an offering and a sacrifice is unto God, as a sweet smelling savior to his people. Every time I look into the word of the Lord, he shows me something different in him. Something that I can testify to. Something that I can grab holds to. What about you this morning? It's the word of the living God. Someone have been out there this morning. You've been facing trouble after trouble, and it appears that you on the sense of break, like you want to give up and give up hope. But I come to tell you that when it's at that dire strait, it is the word of God will instruct. And as you turn to our text here, and then we're going to go to scripture to illuminate and let God bring it all into focus. The text says in Hebrew, the 10th chapter, 37th verse, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. We don't want to be wishy-washy and wavery, the son of perdition, meaning the day of darkness, meaning the enemy comes to be destructive, to make you believe a lie. But faith is the substance of things hoped for. And if faith is the substance of things hoped for, I have hope today. No matter what it seems like in my life now or what it looks like, it's the now faith, what I have now, and the evidence of things not seen. By it, the elders obtain a good report. As you begin to look at the Hebrew character of heroes of faith, of tremendous faith, well, you know, you ever went somewhere on a trip and you don't know where you're going, you don't know direction where you're going, and you don't know where your turn is? That's dangerous, because you don't know where you're going, you don't know where your destination is. Abraham, not knowing where he was going, but he believed God when God told him to get away from around his family and his father's house and his kindred into a place where I will show you and I will make your name great, and you will be a great nation, and I will bless them that bless you, Yes, sir. And I will curse them that curse you. And with you, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. So when you're led by God, and when God comes into the content, into the intent of a believer's heart, you have a sense of calmness or confirmation. Paul said, we comfort them, for who also we are comfort ourselves by the Lord. And as being a discipleship or an apostle or an evangelist or in the ministry, we cannot comfort anyone unless we are comfort by the Lord ourselves. And having said that, he that will come and not tarry. So this whole text is a liberation of deliverance. It's the deliberation of transcending and to getting a oneself in position to see the salvation of the Lord comes ascending, descending down on you like a dove. And the power of God and the trials and the battles and the chaos that we're facing in this world today. I heard someone said that it's tough to live now, Zeke. It's tough to live here now. Everything is so expensive, and it continued to go up. But at some point, our face is turned towards God and what we're going through as being a believer, being battle tested, glory to God. I'm reminded when Moses was going through a battle and being battle tested. And as he was going through, this man of God was faced with trouble on every side because he was a leader of men. And he led the children of Israel up out of Egypt. And God spoke to Moses, and but before he spoke to him, the children of Israel was murmuring and complaining about, this man have brought us out here to die in the desert. But we have no water to drink, and our children to die, and our cattle to die. But when you in God, when you done made a proclamation to the Lord, and when you done cried out to God, and when you done poured out your heart to God. Now, I'm talking about the people who have consecrated themselves and sanctified themselves and separated and come out from among them and be ye separated, saith God. I never seen the righteous, David said, forsaken, nor is seed begging bread. But when you begin to put God first place in your life and deny everything else around you, see, because you're going to love your wife, you're going to love your children, you're going to respect folk on the job, you're going to have the glow and that light that shines down deep within you and mirroring Jesus Christ. The Bible so declare, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love even as Christ have loved us and have gave himself as an offering and a sacrifice as a sweet-smelling savior to God. But when you're going through a test in your life, as Moses was going through, because he had trouble on every side of him, one thing after the next, when battles was beginning to come, how many is staying on the battlefield for the Lord now? And as the children of Israel was going through the desert, we're running out of time. Glory to God. And as they was going through, there was an army which was called the Amalek, came up against Moses and the children of Israel. And when they came up against them, they was outnumbered somewhat. But Moses began to get up on a hill and hold up the staff of God. And the Bible so declares that his hand was getting tired from holding it up. But Aaron and Hur helped him out, said both on both sides. But when he lowered his hand, the enemy prevailed. But when he raised his hand, the Israelites prevailed. And they won the battle. What I'm trying to articulate to you this morning, as you begin to go through your trials and tribulations in your life, and when you seem like you ain't getting no answer from God, it seems like you're alone and you're in a place all by yourself, in a desolated, dry place, glory to God, like children of Israel was. But if you will continue to lift the Lord on high, God is a God that I say, he said, I will be with you even until the end of the world. That he ain't brought us out here this far to turn around right now. No man put his hand to the plow and look back. That you're not even fit for the kingdom of God. That you got to continue to push your way on. To have a perseverance in God, Christ Jesus. To press your way on what's going through in your life. See, all folk ain't no be saved. Some folk ain't no coming to the knowledge of the truth. The Bible so's declared God will that all men be saved. I pray that all men lifting up holy hands everywhere, glory to God. Without wrath or doubting, glory to God. We're trying to, amen, be a good example for Christ Jesus. But you got to look upon yourself. For you and your household. For me and my household that call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Shall be saved. I'm going to believe in the precious promise of the Lord Jesus Christ. But there's a great way that God has already prepared for us. Thomas said, Jesus, show us the way. The way that it appears and it seems right to a man, but the way there is the end of death. Hebrew word for way is derek, mean a way through the storm, mean a way through the desert, through the way through fire, that you'll come out as pure gold, the triumph of your faith, worketh much more precious than gold that perish. But you'll lift him up, honoring him in glory and praise. We thank you for listening in this morning. We certainly pray that something that we said may help you on your way, on your journey of the Lord Jesus Christ. Always remember to pray, lifting up holy hands everywhere. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. God did it. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened to me, that was good. God did it. God did it. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, we
thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.